I think what I learned fundraising during downturn times is, yes, it's always good to have volume and talk to folks, but I wasted a lot of time. There were people that I could have asked them second question on the call, when was your last investment or are you currently investing? And I would have been able to manage my schedule and my time in a much better way. I think the one feedback I'd have for funds is don't waste founders' time. It's the most precious thing we have. I literally have my livelihood depending on the business plus 15 other people, plus my family, plus my wife's pregnant. And you are thinking it's okay to have me on for 5 or 6 calls to vet the business out with no intent of ever investing. Don't waste my time. It's just amazing how I think it's dysfunctional a little because funds were sort of caught at that time with, well, we still have a responsibility to meet with people and show that we're doing something with LP's money, but they're still going to have a job in the next 6 months where we could run out of cash. And I need to know if I only have 12 hours in a day to spend, where do I spend that time in the most impactful way? And it was very difficult to see that within the fundraising process. I'd do it completely different again. I think that's my biggest feedback and caution to funds, because I remember the ones that wasted my time and I'll remember where I want to prioritize. We're doing really well now. We're going to hit profitability here shortly and we're growing super fast. So we may raise again and I'll prioritize who I reach out to according to how that went during the downturn.